Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. ITV News briefly for Friday, 13th of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Big price cuts by Tesla following what they did in Asia, now in Europe, UK, and there's some big ones in the US, cutting its price by $13,000 on the Model Y. That's 20% of its previous price. If you just bought one, you'd be fuming. But if you want to buy a new car, the big news is the Model Y was 66, now it's 52, and it now also applies for the $7,500 federal EV tax credit from the Inflation Reduction Act, which makes it a $45,000 car effectively. And so, you know, as long as you don't earn too much money and it applies to you, so that's all of a sudden not, you know, the bargain of the century, but a very compelling car. If you're cross-shopping things like ID4s, even Mach-E, that's going to be a tough sell when you get a 45k Model Y. Here in the UK, base Model Y has gone down £8,000, I believe, and that's the one I would go for again. We call it the Model Y rear-wheel drive. It's not on the market everywhere, but it's now £44,000. Still a very expensive car, but again, what you're spending 45 grand on, Ioniq 5s and Kia EV6s, Genesis GV60, you know, a little bit more, I think. The Model Y is very, very compelling if you do decent miles. If you don't do decent miles and you're not reliant on the CCS charging network, which is shabby in places, then you can get away with it. We've got a Kona and we get away with it, but if you're doing some decent mileage and you can rely on the supercharging network, a 45 grand Model Y is very compelling. People who recently bought the car have been aiming their fury at Elon Musk on Twitter. People saying, I just lost 13 grand on a car that I just took delivery of. And Tesla saying, well, they've found efficiencies. They can pass the price cuts on to buyers, but let's not pretend this is anything other than selling more cars and making up for that lost profit with some extra volume. Now, McLaren, famous name in racing and automotive these days, have been talking about the waves of electrification, currently the second wave of EVs. The first one was all about early adopters, second one's the mainstream, third one's going to be about efficiency of vehicles, the fourth one will be a character, they say. But they're working on 800-volt systems and silicon carbide semiconductors to ensure that the cars charge as quick as possible with the longest range as possible. The battery maker of solid-state batteries, Factorial, have been unveiling their 100-amp-hour cells, their pouch cells. Now, they are working on that with Stellantis, and they previously had their 40-amp-hour cells out, but this is a larger format cell, perfect for OEMs and car manufacturers. These solid-state, semi-solid-state batteries will lower production costs, have much more energy density, very safe as well. Now, Audi have stopped shipping their heat pumps in their Q4 e-tron for Canadian buyers, they say, because of supply chain issues. From the February build dates, it'll come with resistive heating. But they point out to potential buyers, look, there'll be no official change in the range estimate. But, and they say, oh, when it gets too cold, heat pumps aren't as good anyway. But still, I think buyers, reservation holders might be a little bit miffed about that one. Jaguar Land Rover's owner, Tata, saying that they're going to move into cell production in Europe. They said they were fine for batteries, but in terms of cell capacity, we need to up our game, they say, particularly in the UK. Nissan's Ariya has been chosen by the off-road adventurer Chris Ramsey and his wife. They're going to drive pole to pole, magnetic north to the South Pole, and it'll be in an Ariya E-Force. They're going to lift it and put some chunky tyres on and stuff like that. Daimler delivering 45 electric buses in the northeast of Germany, and that is the minute building on a previous scheme that sees the vehicles to about 300 kilometres of range, which is cool. And Toyota filing not anything to do with actual cars, but just trademark filings for potential EVs they have possibly coming in the future. And that's briefly.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.